Now, let's say you do use the FOLFOX and bevacizumab and she has a response. How would you handle it in terms of the timing of surgery as it relates to the chemotherapy, and particularly it relates to the bevacizumab? You mentioned the wound healing questions or bleeding, I guess, as a possibility. How do you approach that?
Yeah, we like to avoid bevacizumab for about 8 weeks before surgery. So oftentimes the way we interdigitate these things or sequence these treatments is to give chemotherapy with bevacizumab for a couple of months and assess response, and then at that point make a determination about the timing of surgery such that you could continue the chemotherapy backbone without the bevacizumab for 8 weeks before surgery.